Okay, we're going to talk about step three. It's about dividing your prayer time for yourself and for what the Lord wants. So you make petitions to the Holy Spirit and say, this is what I need. You can pray for other people. You can say, Holy Spirit, I'd like to divide my time as you organize. I want to divide my time praying for certain people and for my situation in life. And the Holy Spirit will do that for you. And he will also take over the prayer for you personally that you don't even understand. For the prayers that need to be operated in the reconstruction of your life. So you divide your prayer time. And it's pretty simple. When you pray, before you pray, you say, Father, I want to put these petitions to you. And I know that if I ask in faith, you hear me, and I ask in Jesus' name that these prayers get heard and answered. And then you start praying in tongues. That's it. You let the Holy Spirit organize all of the prayer time for you. You let the Holy Spirit work out the syntax or the language that you need to get all of these prayers done. Your personal prayers, your prayers for other people and their situations, your job, your family life, all of these things, the Holy Spirit will organize the exact prayer needed for your family life, your work, and all of these other people that you're praying for. So you don't necessarily have to speak in English about your friends and about other people in your life, or your job, all of these things. The Lord knows everything about your situation. You just put them in English to the Lord, and then you let the Holy Spirit work out the language. All you do is speak in tongues and let the Holy Spirit organize your prayer life. And he will effectively work out the best situation for your prayers. So that's all you have to do, is that you put your petitions to the Lord in English, and then you start praying and letting the Holy Spirit work on the finer details of getting them fulfilled. The Bible says, Jesus said, pray in this manner, not pray this prayer, but pray in this way. He said that, you know, lead us not into temptation, deliver us from evil. So these are petitions. These are petitions in English. But the Holy Spirit, he searches the deep things of you and he speaks them out to the Lord. He speaks them out to God. The Bible says that God searches the deep things of us and then he works on them and he starts to initiate them through prayer. So it's that easy. It's that simple. The Bible says we know not what we should pray for. You know, we've got situations, maybe some of our Christian friends are having troubles. We don't know all of the finer details of their troubles or the root cause of their trouble. But the Holy Spirit knows the root cause. So we let the Holy Spirit organize the prayer because it's the best prayer for that person, for your job, for your family, for your life, for whatever you have. Maybe you're sick. Maybe you've got cancer. Maybe you've got some physical ailment. Well, if you pray, if you say, Lord, I want this fixed up in my life, and you start praying, the Holy Spirit will search the cause of the sickness, the ailment, the disease, and he will start to go after it. And he will dismantle what is causing you to be sick, what is causing you to have the disease, what is causing you to live this broken life. It could be a generational curse. It could be influence of demonic activity over your life influencing you. But the Holy Spirit knows, and he will nicely and and gently dismantle all of this stuff around you so that you won't even notice the transition. One day you'll wake up and go, oh, I don't have that pain anymore. One day you'll wake up and say, I don't have that emotional problem anymore. One day you'll wake up and say, wow, that ceased and I can't remember when it finished. Because the Lord wants to heal your life. He doesn't want you to suffer to be healed dramatically or through a great fierce battle. He wants you to transition into life seamlessly, effortlessly, because he's your burden bearer. You don't have to carry that. You have to enter into the rest. You enter into that river and you enter into the rest. And the rest is a very important thing. That rest is the place that you go, you cease from your works, and you let the Lord do the work for you. You walk in the rest. You don't organize your stuff. You let the Lord organize it for you. That's the rest. So when everything comes against you, you have an answer because your faith is in Jesus. Your faith is in the revelation of the Holy Spirit giving you the answers to get out of your situation. And through your prayers, the Holy Spirit will set up your life for further things. Maybe you're going to have a car accident at 3 o'clock in the afternoon when you're driving down the street. But in the morning you're praying and the Holy Spirit sees the car accident and the Father dispatches angels and the person who's going to smash into you gets waylaid somewhere else, goes down another street, slows down, whatever. But you seamlessly get out of the accident without you even knowing. It all works seamlessly, the kingdom of God. God is got in full he is in full control of everything. He doesn't play catch up, but he needs you to partner with him in your prayers because he wants to answer your prayers. And you don't always know exactly what to pray for. And that's why the Holy Spirit brought this language with him so that he can pray for you in this language that will get everything done. So divide your prayer time up. You don't have to pray if you're praying for 20 minutes a day, 10 minutes English, 10 minutes praying in tongues. Just maybe 1 or 2 minutes asking the Lord for what you need, reminding the Lord. He doesn't need reminding, but he likes us to put those things to him daily. We put these things and we give thanks that he is going to meet them. And then we start praying. So in a 10-minute prayer time, you might spend 1 minute or 2 minutes talking about your situation and the other 8 minutes praying in tongues. It's very proportional. That's the right proportion. It's not 50-50. It's really like, really, in my prayer life, it's 95% praying in tongues and 5% speaking in English. That's it. And I get so much done because the Lord gives me what to pray for in my mind, and I put them to the Lord, and then I start praying. I don't go on and on in English. I get the stuff done praying in tongues. It is the most powerful part of my prayer life. It is supercharged. Praying in tongues is the supercharged component of your prayer life. So you'd want to be praying in that a lot more proportionally than you would in English. So we'll leave that there.